This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in, kicking off the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. Got one of our favorite guests on the line, a very, very intelligent man, very astute in the financial world, for lack of better terms, George Jarrow. George, let's talk a little bit about precious metals to start with. Let's talk a little bit about the change in the open interest. Let's talk about the sell-off. Let's talk about the appreciation. What are your views in general on gold and silver?
Well, let's first explain a little bit what open interest means. Open interest is the sum total of long and shorts on the COMEX, which we can track because we don't see the sum total of long and short futures contracts being posted on other exchanges as well as it is on COMEX. So on COMEX, we can follow daily, and the COMEX is a very strong brand, and it is the best liquidity provider for many other markets who depend on COMEX to set prices. And I'm talking about other venues that trade gold. It is traded in Dubai. It is traded in Bombay. It is traded in Singapore. It is traded, of course, mainly in London besides the United States and also in Switzerland. So all these other countries have been very active in buying gold recently. Some of it has accelerated after the Brexit vote when the British pound, which is a large world currency, sold off tremendously from, say, a 145 down to 129 against the dollar. And when suddenly you see a world currency selling off like that, it's not just the people who live in Venezuela or Greece or in other countries or the Far East who've had currency depreciation, but now the British pound depreciating to that extent, that brought a lot of gold buying into the market. It was started by George Soros, who at one time was famous. By the way, Soros in Hungarian, Soros, is not beer, but Soros means fate. And Mr. Soros has started leading the mutual fund asset managers back into gold. So back in the beginning of, say, June, we were at 493,000 open interest, and we got up to 662,000 open interest, meaning that much more business coming in, just about a week ago. And then ever since July 7th, we have been selling off. July 7th, we were a record 662,840 contracts. And now in this past week, we've given back a lot. We're at 628,317 contracts, all of which means what? It means a lot of people came in to buy gold again to protect their currency, to protect their purchasing power, because gold for 5,000 years has done that, even though there are, say, decades when nothing happens, and there are weeks in which decades worth of news happens. So gold, actually, which had sold off from 1900 a couple of years ago, sold down to, say, 1100 in round numbers, touch below that, and now it's trading at $1,330 today, holding that 1330 area.
George, this increase in open interest seems to be an ongoing story throughout this year. As you mentioned, the open interest has been growing throughout this year, and recently a little bit of a turnaround here, still nothing significant, but what do you take away from the fact that when we see the gold price stall at whatever level it might be, but now we are up in the 1300s, and we see the open interest come back a little bit, is that telling you that people are taking money off the table, or are people clearing out some of their short positions, do you think?
Well, I think some people were just taking money off the table for another interesting reason. This is the only week that I can remember where you've had more than a dozen Fed speak events. And some of the Fed speakers, of course, this morning, somebody said, well, it's appropriate to have two rate hikes. And then another Fed speaker said it's appropriate to wait for more data because we're data dependent. And this has been going on since Monday. And for us to absorb in the trading rooms that much Fed speak, most of which is contrary to what the previous speaker is saying, is too much, and so a lot of people have decided to pull back, because with all the data that we have seen recently, PPI was good, the jobless claims, 254,000, were unchanged. So if you look at the data dependency that the Fed seems to insist on, there could be live meetings going forward. But with the world not doing anything, and with the Bank of England this morning keeping rates unchanged, and other countries having, such as Germany, for the first time selling negative bond yields, because people have been worried about their cash, it seems like we probably will not have a rate increase soon. Now, it's election year. Will we have a Grinch that stole Christmas for a December hike? Probably not. So September could be the next target for talks about will there be a hike or will there not be a hike.
Depending on who wins the election in November, I think probably we'll have a Grinch that may very well, for a very large percentage of the population, have stolen Christmas. Having said that, one of our regular commentators and one of our pseudo-partners on the site, Doc Postma, is saying that he's looking for gold to perhaps go down as low as 1225. What do you think about that?
I'm not so sure we're going to see that, and it's interesting how recently a couple of the large brokerage firms and large investment banks that were calling for gold to be sold down to $1,000 even have turned around and put gold mining stocks on their conviction buy list. So that turnaround of two majors recently, I think, changed things. I think the fact that the second half of the year has started, and there's index option expiration today and tomorrow, I think you'll find that some asset allocators are really hoping for gold to have a little bit of a pullback, because they missed the first half of the year when they didn't need gold because of the strong stock market, and they still feel maybe they don't need gold, but now clients are asking investment managers whether there is gold in the portfolio. So now the investment managers may try to play catch up and continue to buy gold on dips.
It seems like managers, starting with Soros, as you said, started to move into gold, and we saw that by an increase in majors. The major company stocks did quite well, and the ETFs. Any quick comment in under a minute on the increase investment demand that we've seen into the gold ETFs?
I believe that is coming globally, and we focus so much on the talk shows with non-real gold traders looking at gold who don't understand that there is a whole world out there that's worried about a lot of different things, and they have started to come back and buy gold as a purchasing power alternative.
You know, George, we're getting a lot of comments on the site right now on our blog, which we, you know, always welcome comments on the blog, and Corey and I do read every single one of them. We just want to say that a lot of people are starting to say that, you know, right now they are so concerned about world affairs, world conditions, they are putting more and more money into physical, and I have to say that I'm in that same particular camp. George, great to have you help us kick off the second
hour. Thank you again.
Weekend show.
I enjoyed being with you guys. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie. Let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Five premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Another person who we bring on to the show pretty much every week runs his own website, which is worth checking out, tfmetalsreport.com. I have Craig Hemke with me. Craig, I want to start off by talking about a question that was sent to us from a longtime listener. And his question is, how will the world extract itself from the massive debt problem? He throws out some potential. Is it inflation, deflation? is it neither. He points out that obviously continued money printing is merely can kicking and cannot last. So what follows? What do you have to say, Craig?
Well, that's an excellent question, and one that a lot of folks toss around and try to come up with possible scenarios as to how this is all going to work out, because I think most everybody looks at it as an unsustainable situation at this point. You know, we're in this kind of exponential growth. You know, my grandmother always told me, make sure you pay off your credit card because compounding interest will kill you. And that's where we are. I mean, everything's just compounding at this point, and the banks are desperately trying to create as much new money as they possibly can to keep this whole scheme going. How will it play out? Will it be through deflation or inflation? Well, one thing it's not going to be is deflation, in that the central banks are working as hard as they can to keep that from happening, because deflation is their enemy. Deflation is any lender's enemy. And so as long as the banks are the lenders, if you will, they want to keep the whole thing going, and they want to keep creating inflation so that they can keep earning interest. Inflation is what's hard to come by these days, because there are so many things that are deflating, and that's this cycle now that we've been in for the last 7 or 8 years. Some folks speculate that there will be a debt jubilee at some point, which is how societies have worked in the past when they've gotten to the end game and they just can't keep expanding exponentially any longer. Maybe that'll be the case. Usually that doesn't occur peacefully, and so let's hope that that doesn't then follow some kind of war or conflagration or something. All I know is what the question presumes, and that is eventually something's going to have to give. This can't just simply continue indefinitely. And how it all sorts itself out, though, is anybody's guess. It's a fun thing to think about, but I don't think anybody can say for sure.
Now, Craig, let's move over and talk about the precious metals. Gold, a choppy week this week. However, it did suffer a little bit of losses, considering at the tail end of last week, everybody was very excited. But let's talk about some of the factors that are pushing gold in certain directions. In a long-term sense, I know many people can point to this debt situation, also the what sounds like more easy money policies, and low to negative interest rates will drive gold. But in the short term, money seems to be flowing into the, let's say, U.S. equity markets a bit faster than into gold. What do you think?
Well, first of all, from just everyone's got to keep some perspective. In the 2 weeks following the Brexit vote on June 23rd and into the 24th, not even 2 weeks, actually, 8 or 9 trading days, gold was up almost exactly 10%. It was 12.52 when the election returns first started coming in on Thursday the 23rd. And by July the 5th, July the 7th, we were at 12.77. I mean, that's a $125 move. That's almost exactly 10%. And silver was up 15%. So you get that big of a move in that short of a time, you're almost certain to give some back. And we've done a little bit of that this week. And the other thing I would remind everybody, and this is the old metal trader adage that everybody should always keep in mind and take to heart, at least as long as we have this paper derivative pricing scheme. Whenever things look rosy, when everything just looks great for gold and silver, you almost always have to sell some, at least paper. And when things look terrible, when things look awful, like everything's going to zero, you got to buy some. That's kind of the only adage that ever seems to work in consistently making money trading the metals. And we saw it again this week. Everything looked great last Friday. Dollar yen was going out just barely above 100. The 30-year long bond was trading at new all-time lows at 2.1%. Everything looked great for this week. And what do we get? We get some Japanese Bank of Japan intervention Monday morning, where they're announcing a new debt program and what could be conceived as helicopter money. The dollar yen has spiked almost 5% this week. You and I have talked about the HFT algo connection between paper gold futures and that dollar yen and how they move one for one. Well, why is gold down $40 this week? Because that dollar yen's up 5%. At the same time, the long bond has gone from 210 to 226. That's a pretty significant move as well. So those two factors have led to some spec selling in paper gold futures, and now price is down a little bit. But again, in the context of it being up 120 bucks in 7 or 8 days, okay, we give back 30 or 40. That's not that big a deal. Bigger deal is where we go from here. and the fundamental factors that are converging between what happened with the Brexit vote and with this deepening amount of negative interest rates around the globe, those two factors alone should serve to support gold and then continue to drive it higher as we go through the remainder of this year.
Well, I have to say, I was on an airplane flying over to Spain for a wedding when the Brexit vote was going on, and I saw the repercussions throughout the markets of what happened. And it was fascinating to see gold plow through some resistance lines that we saw just north of 1300. People need to realize that even if we do pull back a little bit, the trend most definitely continues to be up for gold. One other metal that I want to quickly talk about here, Craig, is silver. Silver does not seem to be getting hit quite like gold is. Even on days when gold moves down, let's say $10, even $20, silver is not even coming close to matching that in a percentage terms. Why do you think that is?
In one sense, I think it's largely this paper game again, Corey. We've been tracking a TF Metals report all year. Movements in silver relative to movements in copper. Now, copper is just an industrial metal, and silver is kind of, some folks say it's a combination industrial and monetary metal. But when copper, a couple of times earlier this year, peaked its nose up above its 200-day moving average, silver was quick to follow and rally. And copper, at present, is back above its 200-day moving average. In fact, it's more above than it's been all year. And I think that is lending some spillover support into buying or at least continuing to hold paper silver. And so you're not getting the flush of speculative money back out of paper silver as you've been seeing it rush out of paper gold this week. So the cue that we've been following all week at TF Metals Report still holds strong. Let's keep watching that copper price. If it were to dip down, you know, this week or next, and get back below its 200-day moving average, that might be a sign some weakness in silver's coming. But then obviously, you know, if the dollar-yen turns around and if interest rates go back down and gold begins to rally again, silver's going to be well bid from its monetary standpoint. So long story short, silver, it's very encouraging that it can rally as much as it has in the last now almost 3 weeks and hardly give back any. I think that's a very good sign. We're coming from what were really historic low prices where we found what seemed to be a physical floor down there around $14. Yeah, we've come back to 20, but gosh, it sure feels like we're just getting started. And I think anybody that's continuing to average into a stack of physical silver is going to be well served in the long run.
Craig, always enjoyable chatting with you at tfmetalsreport.com.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. We are joined by a guest that we had on a daily editorial earlier this week, an analyst and consultant to a lot of the big money players in the resource industry, Giant Bhandari. Giant, we want to focus more on what is going on in the junior sector. I think everybody who is invested and even watching this sector understands that some of these stocks have appreciated 2, 3, even up to, let's say, 10 times where they were at when they started this year. Your overall comments, though, is that some of these stocks might have gotten a little ahead of themselves, and it's time for people to understand that not all these stocks are going to keep on moving up, and you really need to be selective in these markets. Can you elaborate, please?
Yes, absolutely. A lot of companies have moved up far too ahead of themselves, which basically means that while gold price might have moved up 10 to 20%, some of the stocks have moved as much as 10 times. This really makes no sense when a company with nothing else than cash but only gold in its name trades at 100 or 50% premium to its cash value. And this is what I see with a lot of companies. There is still a lot of value left in the market, but you have to be now very careful about what you buy. Now you actually have to value companies before you invest in them, unlike what you could do in December 2015, when you could pretty much invest across the board and still hope to make money.
In our fund that Corey and I and Rick and Doc and Marshall Bell are
personally involved in. It's our private fund. We felt a while ago that it was time to start taking some positions in this particular sector. We got in a little bit late, but the fact of the matter is we're still up about 33% right now. Now we're of the philosophy that you really have to be a stock picker in the sense that everything has to stabilize, and I'm not really sure that in the aggregate that market has stabilized effectively yet. However, I do believe with the optimism that we have among individual investors in this particular sector, I think that there are some opportunities out there. You mentioned a company, and again, ladies and gentlemen, this is not investment advice. I have no interest. I can't speak for Corey, financial interest in this company whatsoever. Just a company that Giant thinks makes some sense, and that's Nefson. First of all, before you talk about Nefson, do you have a position in Nefson?
Every company that I talk about, Al, I hold a position, because why would I not own a position in a company that I think has value?
I don't disagree at all. I just want everyone to be aware of the fact that you are an owner of this stock.
That's right. It's my big position in my portfolio.
Why do you like the company?
Well, Al, when I look for investment opportunities, I look for reasons why a stock might be underpriced. And in my view, Nefson continues to be underpriced, and I have been talking a lot about Nefson and Reservoir Minerals, which was the company it merged with, for the last 2-3 months. They have done very well. Reservoir Minerals shareholders have done very well. And Nefson, in my view, is one of the rare mining companies that still offers a very nice upside. The reason is that when it merged with Reservoir Minerals, it got into its list of shareholders funds that might not be allowed to own Nefson. And the reason is that Nefson has its project, main project in Eritrea, and there are sanctions against Eritrea from United Nations and the United States. So as these funds are being forced to sell their shares, it offers you an opportunity to buy these shares at an underpriced valuation.
Giant, can you take us through some of the production and the properties that Nefson holds? Because some people that might not be aware of this company would not know of why you like this property from a, let's say, fundamental aspect.
Okay, so they are one of the rare mining companies, Corey, that has actually generated a very decent cash flow for their shareholders over the last many years. They have a VMS deposit in Eritrea, which means it is made up of multiple metals, and it has generated a huge amount of cash flow for their shareholders. That is what their main project is, and recently they have hit some nice drill holes at the project. A few weeks back, they merged with a company called Reservoir Minerals, which brought to them a copper gold project which is based in Serbia. This is among the highest grade copper gold project I have seen. Now, in my view, the value, this was another funny thing, and that is why both the stocks were, in my view, undervalued. Nefson was a very cash-rich company, and hence it was the market discounted for too much cash that it had. Reservoir Minerals was discounted because it did not have the cash and did not have the capabilities to put their mine into production. This marriage, however, allows the combined entity to actually put the Serbian project into production without any financial help from outsiders. And that is a good marriage in my view, and it allows people to invest across the board in base metals, particularly copper, and also a lot of gold.
Well, with an investment in Nefson, it also sounds like you have exposure to a number of different mines rather than simply being a one mine type of company, which is always positive when you move into what we think is another bull market for the metals. Giant, let's switch over to one other company that catches your eye. It's called Gold Eye Exploration, GGY, on the Venture Exchange. Why do you like this company?
Well, this company recently announced a merger decision with Treasury Metals. These two, Treasury Metals, in my view, offers an upside anyway. Both the companies tend to stagnate once an announcement for a merger is made, because people start focusing on arbitrage and short selling the underlying asset. Gold Eye at 5.5 cents, and I strongly suggest people not to go above 5.5 cents, offers you about 12 to 15% arbitrage upside, and then an upside as a result of the merged entity. But I strongly suggest, again, do not buy above 5.5 cents. You will likely get filled at that price if you're patient enough.
John, you've shared with us before some of these arbitrage ideas, and the arbitrage works very well, especially when the market is moving up, because not only do you make almost that guaranteed amount that is that arbitrage difference, but then you also get to experience the upper, let's say, momentum from the stocks moving up. And that's just kind of the market that we are in right now. As an overall, let's say, comment for the industry, if you could sum it up in just a couple words, how do you feel about the mining industry in terms of mining stocks?
Well, Corey, I have seen in the last few months a lot of gambling money entering the mining industry. And that is not a good sign, because this money invests just for the names, the word gold in the names of these companies. And that is basically a wrong strategy. It ensures that the market gets overvalued. Some of these companies get overvalued. The wrong kind of managements get financed. So in my view, this is the time when investors should pay very careful attention to what they are investing in, and not to follow the herd, but do their own due diligence before they invest in these companies.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Okay, here we're going to wrap up the weekend edition. Corey and I are chatting with Jeff Deist, the president of the Mises Institute. We're going to talk about an economic issue. First of all, we want to get the Mises Institute take on the concept of helicopter money. This is something we talked about on Friday in a daily editorial with Rick Ackerman. Rick had some very interesting and I would say accurate definitions about what helicopter money actually is. I think, Jeff, what we're looking for from you is more of the pros, if you think there are any, and the cons. And I know you're going to think there are a lot of cons to it. What do you think?
Well, it's interesting. I know that Ben Bernanke recently visited Japan and talked with some of the Japanese ministers about Abenomics and what they need to do to get out of their period of little or no or even negative growth, along with at least some degree of inflation in the economy, a.k.a. stagflation. And of course, what he recommended was more of what we've seen over here and what Japan has been doing really since about 1990, which is monetary expansion. Another word for that is helicopter money. Of course, that's a joke to say that a central bank somewhere would create money and just dump it out of helicopters. But I think the most important thing to understand in this, and when we're talking about monetary expansion, you know, monetary policy used as an economic or a stimulus tool, it doesn't flow evenly throughout the economy. It creates winners and losers. So what central banks do is actually quite circuitous. It's quite opaque. Whereas we joke about it, but if government were just to dump money out of helicopters, average people would have a greater chance of being at the beginning of that new money, right? So here's a great example. When the Fed creates in a circuitous way new money, and that money enables deficit spending because there's a ready market for Treasury debt issued by the U.S. Treasury, and so Congress is able to spend more than it brings in taxes. Well, the immediate beneficiaries of that money are people in and around politics who actually get paid by the federal government, then people who are very close to politics, like, for instance, defense contractors. But if you look at a deli in the middle of the country in Kansas, it's several steps removed. It doesn't benefit from the federal workers who spend more to deli. They're in Washington, D.C. It doesn't benefit from a defense contract. It doesn't benefit from a stock price increase on Wall Street. So the further removed you are from the new money, in other words, from the helicopter dump, the bigger loser you are, because you get that money later in time when prices have begun to adjust themselves. So it's not worth as much by the time you get it. And it's particularly bad for savers, because savers generally are not out there engaging in commerce, retired savers, let's say. So they're not out there availing themselves of the industries that benefit from new money creation directly. And so they tend to be sort of last in line. They're suffering the effects of inflation, but they're not getting new income as a result of monetary expansion. So it's a really pernicious and awful way to try to stimulate an economy. It really is an unholy arrangement whereby certain interest groups have a lot of pull and end up being beneficiaries of new money. But not only is that pull subtle, it's not as obvious as if Congress did this directly. When the Fed does things, the public doesn't much pay attention. It doesn't much understand. If Congress just gives money to AIG or to Bear Stearns or whomever in the form of a bailout after the 08 crash, there's some public understanding, some public perception, and some public outrage. But when the Fed indirectly gives money to certain industries or favored groups or companies or the political class or the banking class, it's much harder to trace, it's much harder to understand, and thus it's much harder for the public to get angry about it. So, you know, helicopter money is not the answer. Monetary expansion is not the answer. And at the end of the day, I think what people have to understand more than anything else is that creating more money or even more bank credit doesn't create any new goods or services. It doesn't make us wealthier. It just gives some people or even, you know, the ability to buy more now, but at the expense of others. That's what we have to understand. It's a zero-sum game, whereas real growth in an economy is not a zero-sum game. It's the process where, however unequally, however unevenly, everyone becomes richer over time. So that's the critical difference here, is that monetary policy can't create any new goods or services. It can only shift wealth around, in a sense.
So, Jeff, your point is well taken, that the current QE programs that we have seen around the world are focused more on creating credit and creating money that gets handed to the banks, and we've seen the money almost stop at that level, or at least get passed down, but only get passed down to big corporations. And then these corporations have been going out and using that money to buy back their shares more than anything. But if we go back to, I think, what some of the people on the street know as helicopter money, the point where the government goes and maybe hands everybody a check for X amount of dollars, do you think there's any chance that, even for a short-term blip, could help stimulate any parts of the economy?
Well, it can sure, it can. It can stimulate certain sectors for a period. And we've seen this. We've seen how what we could call loose monetary policy, very low interest rates and quantitative easing, increased balance sheets for banks, has certainly stimulated the equity market, has propped up a lot of stock prices for companies that aren't really growing their earnings, aren't paying a dividend, aren't becoming more productive, aren't finding new markets. It's just their share prices going up. So on paper, they're becoming more valuable. But their earnings, their real earnings, aren't going up. So what's that other than a mirage? So, yes, it all goes to Henry Hazlitt's great point of that which is seen and unseen, right? If Congress goes out or if the Fed goes out and stimulates the housing market, people can see that economic activity right in front of them and say, oh, gee, that's great. The Fed is creating wealth. But what they can't see is the losers in that equation, people who can no longer afford housing, people who suffer from inflation, people who don't benefit from this artificial growth. So that's the key difference between what we might call natural or organic economic growth and an artificial growth stimulated either by monetary policy or fiscal policy. So, again, the fact that it's not transparent can create the illusion of economic activity when, in fact, this is a shell game moving money and credit around, and it's a shell game that benefits people unequally.
Yeah, of course, it's a shell game. By the way, for you folks who are interested, if you go to www.mises.com, there's an article that has been published on their websites entitled Helicopter Money, the Biggest Fed Power Grab Yet, written by David Stockman. You have another article on there that I'd like you just to give us a little bit of a teaser on, if you would, Jeff. Brendan Brown wrote the article, A New Set of Crises for the EU. You want to just tell us what that's about?
Well, Europe faces an economic environment that's very similar to what Japan faces, which is they've got demographic problems, they've got stagnant or little economic growth, they've got a euro that has been underperforming against the dollar and other currencies, and they don't exactly know what to do. But on top of it all, they've got a sovereign debt crisis going on. Right now, Italy is heating up, and Italy, being a much bigger economy, their debt crisis is many orders of magnitude larger than the Greek crisis, which was really not solved, but was kicked down the road with some cash infusions into Greece. So what you've got here is a currency that's run from Frankfurt by the ECB, but you have the countries that use that currency still independently issuing government debt. So Italy and Germany and France can still, for example, issue their own treasury debt. So it's something that – it's a flaw in the euro that has been known since the euro was created. It's just at the time of its creation, there was not the political will to create euro bonds as opposed to, Italian bonds or Greek bonds. So this Italy crisis is something that could expose the euro in a way that the Greek crisis didn't, just because it's so much bigger. And after the Brexit vote, I think people in the eurozone have to be very, very nervous about hearing any country that uses the euro talk about leaving or demanding big changes in exchange for not leaving.
Oh, that's absolutely one of the biggest fallouts that I think people are watching from that Brexit vote, is if any of the other countries in the euro, in the EU, move down that road that Britain did. I hope everybody enjoyed this weekend show. As always, great time putting it together. Come visit our website on a daily basis for daily market commentary from most of the guests that you heard on this weekend show. Thanks for joining us.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.